You're listening to the show about orange rectangles and bottomless candy pouches. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina. And I founded the Bear Toggle Riverbank Bank. Invest with me!
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
So, you try to unlock your door, because you always lock up when you leave, and you can't.
Oh, no.
Wait, she can't what?
Unlock her door.
You guys, I think they changed the locks already.
Get Bathwack. Wait, Gwen, you could do it. Just rage.
Oh,
right
I have the keys right here.
he flexes his biceps.
I love it. That's amazing.
Well, I'm sure I could shimmy it open myself. And so she's going to try
to shimmy something.
Well.
Look, Captain Clockface, look. Sorry. I kind of stumbled over the word clock there.
We've all done it many times tonight.
She's going to try to just shoulder it open.
Athletics check. 13. Pop. You're able to pop the door open.
All right.
Ooh. Something broke, but you're able to open it.
I'll leave some money for that.
Poof. And the apartment's empty.
Oh my god.
Completely empty?
Yeah.
You guys, all my stuff is gone. Everything that I owned is gone.
Oh, yeesh. Even landlords. They're terrible.
Even the pillows?
Everything.
Oh, especially the pillows, Abby. I mean, Rafina.
That's so sad. We have to. What is happening?
Maybe we should go back
rent.
To the jail.
Do criminals not? Are they not allowed to keep possessions in there? I don't understand. Why would they strip it bare?
It's because there's a tight hold on this town, and it's very regulated, and there's probably lots of rules and things like that.
But it seems very irregular to just take everything.
No, you guys, this is terrible. It's all my stuff. I've basically lost everything in this past day.
Well, Gwen, this is very sad, I know, but let me just point out that this is an opportunity for you to come with us forever.
Well, I mean,
you know you want to. Don't be sad. Do you want to check your chocolate place, or is that a bad idea?
Well, I already know that was destroyed.
Well, true, but maybe they would have taken it away brick by brick. Don't listen to me. Think about something else.
Should we just huddle in here?
Do they think maybe they... no, that's probably a bad place.
We need to let everyone know what he was up to. We need to let everyone know that they were under a spell, so to speak, and how he was manipulating this entire town. Everyone needs to know that.
Yes. Where do we go to do that?
Oh, I completely agree, but I also think maybe we should just relax somewhere, wait till things die down a little bit. Or I need to go through all this shit. He goes through his bag, he opens it up. It's crammed full of papers and books. This is a lot of stuff. We don't even really know what we have. We know some of it, but I mean, we got to come up with a plan, right? And
we could give our statements, right? To somebody? All of us? Wouldn't that count for something? No?
No, we're strangers. And, I mean, he had
I'm
control
not.
Over...
I mean, I live here. I mean, I would think that my word would mean something. As far as I'm concerned, I've been an upstanding citizen for the past 5 years.
I guess you do probably have friends here, huh? Maybe?
I do.
Okay. Well, I think we should do it in an organized fashion. can we maybe just at least step into the apartment for now, right? Like, so we can talk about this without people hearing. We're like in a place. Did you say before that there are like doors? It's like an apartment building, so mm-hmm. there's other apartments.
Yeah, it's at the top.
Is anyone looking out their door? Like, hey,
there's another
out there?
Door up at the top of this landing, and then there's two down at the bottom of the stairs.
Okay,
it's not like a huge. It's like four units in this little thing.
Yeah, I mean, we could we could go in here, I guess, but I mean, I just don't know. I'm just very untrusting of anything around here because of all that tomorrow today business and everything that I've seen in the past day.
Right. I mean, he is dead, the whole leader. I mean, assuming that he was the leader, there could be other people. That was one of the questions I wanted to ask him, was to see who else knew anything. And if it's anything, well, if he's anything like a leader that, I don't know how to say that without saying anything incriminating.
Who are you incriminating?
Yeah. I mean, if he is a organized leader who had a lot of control over a town and used magical means and stuff, he might, I mean, he was flying, so he could cast spells. So maybe he cast all the spells, or maybe he has accomplices, maybe he has partners yeah. somewhere.
But they didn't fight us yet. I right. mean, don't yeah. you think they would know by now?
Right.
And the biggest spells or whatever that he did, enchantments or whatever you want to call it, you know, as far as like creating this hatred, you know, in the cliffsiders to the watersiders and vice versa, and the smell of this place, and also apparently the wall, that apparently all went away as soon as he died.
How did that nincompoop cast all this magic and then we killed him? So do you think he's really dead? Did anyone look at him up close? Was there a possibility that he cast an illusion or something?
I was pretty up close to him, and he seemed pretty dead. And I might have stepped on his ribs. I'm not proud of myself.
Just be proud of yourself. You killed a terrible person, a terrible person who had control over a town. He was some kind of dictator or something, and that's just awful, right? So we need to celebrate that he is no longer in control of the good people of Morrow's Inlet.
Hooray!
I agree. I'm not proud of how it was done. But I do agree that, you know, he definitely needed to, not be anymore.
Did you want to give me a chance to bite his throat too? Is that what's wrong with Wei Dun?
It's not the way I like to go about things. I don't like to let my emotions and my anger get the best of me, in times like that. So it's not pretty, and I'm not proud of it.
Well, it's okay, because it's on fire, so you won't be able to see it anymore anyway. You won't need to see how pretty it is or how not pretty it is. So I think what we should really be focusing on, probably, just forget all about that, and let's just kind of show everyone what a terrible, terrible person he was. I mean,
no,
or
I
just
100%
leave.
Agree. No, I think they need to know what was going on in the town. I think everyone here definitely has a right to know, and we need to show them what we found.
I can make my voice really loud. Once we're ready, once we have all the information, I can stand on top of what you, or Will can fly me and I can announce it.
Maybe we should go back to the prison. I mean, maybe things have changed. Or maybe we'll end up finding, you know, whoever's really in control.
I guess, yeah, because if there's still issues there, what's to stop them bringing back all the horrible things and manipulating this town again?
Right.
All the mages are busy putting out the fire right now.
Very true.
Well, we hope all the mages are busy putting out the fire.
We could just leave.
You know, like, do we really need to just We killed the one bad guy that was probably in charge of everything, right? I mean...
Well, I mean, I really want the people of the town to know that he was evil, because I feel at this point they're going to think some great person from the town was killed in a fire of his paper company and hold him in such esteem. And I really think that we need, they need to know the truth about him. Whether it's we leave some of this incriminating evidence for somebody to find here, or we let people know about it.
I mean, my only problem is that there's an awful lot of people. I mean, who knows which side of the wall is going to be upset if Krumpelmeyer's dead. Maybe they all won't care. But in order to get that information to the people, we might have to go amongst the people. You know what I'm saying? Ugh. So they might like attack us and throw rocks at us. They like to do that to each other. So yeah, we do need to come up with a plan of how to relay this information if that's really what we got to do.
The wall is gone. You'd think that that would be a clue.
Yeah.
Maybe like, Ricardo Ulysses could spread the word.
Ricardo Ulysses.
Ricardo Fart Ulysses.
Well, yeah, Will, you can make yourself look like anything.
Yes. I was Krumpelmeyer a few minutes ago. Damn it.
I mean, is that what we want to do? Do we want to just hightail it out of here and kind of leave some evidence to help point people in the right direction? Or do you think it's going to be better for us to address people directly?
Will suddenly has a terrifying thought, and he's like, he opens his eyes wide and he's like, wait a second, when we leave we have to go on those fucking giant lizards, don't we, in the river?
Giant lizards
underwater.
Oh no. Yeah, Gwen. Oh no.
Gwen doesn't even know about her lizards.
That is how we get along. This magnificent group in front of you, he spreads his arms out, we travel in the water on lizards.
Mo poses majestically.
Let me ask you this.
This is how we've gotten everywhere.
They clean my apartment out. They clean my apartment out in a day. You don't think they did something with your lizards if they knew they were yours?
Oh, no. Okay, then we steal someone else's boat, because I'm not traveling on a lizard river anyway. I can't talk.
We paid to park those lizards. I still have my receipt.
Paid rent for this apartment.
I'm just irate.
Yeah, I think we're owed a little bit of money. All right, so where do you think they hold the money for your rent, Gwen? Because part of that fucking money is from the puzzles that we solved. I had to turn into a lady and flirt with some dudes for that.
I was really impressed. We're going to have to talk about your flirting, though, because I do think that, you know, there's some things you could do a little bit better with
that. Oh, no. I don't want to know how to flirt.
But, yeah, I mean, I paid it to tomorrow today.
Right. So maybe we do go over there and just, like, raid some of their little coffers they have of your hard-earned money. Huh? I mean, they took your stuff. They should pay you something for it. Will votes for stealing. I raise my hand.
Well, I mean, I don't want to go
looks at Bathwack.
Yeah.
I point at my crown. I turn to Mo and I point at my crown.
Is it visible?
I make it visible. I'm just standing there. I probably pointed and then I had to make it visible. I'm just looking at Mo. Mo!
He doesn't say anything.
Ugh, whatever, man.
Bathwack has a point that the mages just went to help with the fire, so maybe, I mean, I wouldn't want to linger over there. Maybe just pop in and see the vibe?
Sure.
See the vibe.
Well,
why are you humming?
You have to let it linger. Sorry. I am.
Oh, I thought you were bored. You're like waiting for us to make a decision. And the DM's just like.
If you go back to the prison, there might be, you know, there might be opportunity to find what you're looking for, Will.
What I'm looking for, I'm talking about Gwen getting repaid for all her A, hard work, and B, all the stuff they took from her. And also our lizards. I mean, I think the lizards are probably worth something, right, Mo?
Well, yes. Yeah, I don't know that they're not there. I was just
Let's
cautioning
assume
you.
Assume they're not there and get paid for our lizards. That's
maybe
all I'm
they're
saying.
In the lizard impounding room. I mean, you know.
Ooh, they're pounding lizards somewhere. Bathwack, it sounds like something you would do. Anyway.
It's at the Rolodex of Rudy.
That's at the Rolodex of Rudy.
There's a lot of lizard pounding over there presently.
Oh, no.
Impounding.
Oh, sorry.
That's when a female lizard is having trouble giving birth.
Oh.
Having trouble calving.
What?
So I have to go to the impounding room.
Ew.
It's beautiful. It's nature.
All right. Yep. Let's go. Let's do it. Should we dress up? What do you think about their magic detecting stuff? Should we disguise ourselves? I can disguise myself easily, but maybe we should just put on different stuff. All right. What are your neighbors like? What size are they? Can we steal some of their clothes? I'm just talking about stealing, you guys. We need to get out of this town. We just need to take and go.
We need to get out of here, guys. Let's steal as much as we can.
I'm not going to fit in any of my neighbor's clothes.
Hmm.
And I'm going to prestidigitate some of the blood off of clothes that I have now.
Wow.
Do we want to walk past tomorrow today and just see the vibe and then maybe go down and see if your lizards are still in the dock?
I think we can assume that they were taken and we can compensate ourselves accordingly. So let's go.
Everybody, hold up a newspaper.
Yeah.
Walk by.
Yeah. Okay. Split up like we did before. I think maybe
I'm gonna
not
put
like
a hat
split.
And a mustache on.
I like not split up too much, but you know, casual walking around. I don't know if we should be seen as a group. No, an entire cohesive.
I would love
unit,
to
like
see
we are.
Rafina pretending to casually walk somewhere.
I would love that too.
Here's the thing: if it's tomorrow's way looking for us, they know. We're all together, so it's not going to matter if we're all together or not. We're not going to be fooling anyone.
What if we all stand on each other's shoulders so that we're one tall person? I think we should try it.
I call top!
But who's going to mess with us? We're going to be so big. You guys, we don't even know they're going to be looking for us. We have to go and find out.
Well, they were already looking for us before, and we escaped from prison, then went back into prison. That's basically
before we burned
all that's
everything
happened.
Down.
Right. So we know they're going to look for us. Either they're going to be mad at us or not. Because
double jeopardy, Will.
The wall disappeared.
You know what? Maybe Merrick had a spell over them, too. I think it's worth just going and seeing what the vibe is. Not overstaying our welcome, not trying to milk them out of everything we can, but just let's just see what's going on there and let's just try to get out of here.
Okay.
All right.
I approve.
And hope that your lizards are there.
Yeah, giant I really lizards? Hope. I hope so hard that our lizards are there. But if they aren't, which I assume they're not, we will steal a boat.
All right. So, you all are going to head over and check the vibe.
What's happening?
I'm not sure.
He's disguising himself.
Oh,
it's his disguise.
Nobody's going to know it's him.
Alex has put his hoodie over his mouth, and his hoodie is up over his head as well. Oh, and Denise is under a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
No, this perfect. Is a jacket.
Abby is also in her hood. Let's see what disguise I have.
Oh, hold on. I'm trying so hard to get a screenshot of this.
Fake I already got it.
On my head.
Oh. Okay, we're going to take a screenshot of that now.
That's not a disguise for Will.
Yeah.
That's a crown.
Yeah. Wait, Will totally disguises himself, too? Though.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, good.
So yeah, we are going to take a break.
Oh, okay. Because
it's 10:29.
Okay.
It's probably too late. More, a little late than yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Beer too.
Pee beer time.
Pee beer.
And
ew.
We'll come back and we're going to check the vibe.
Okay.
Check that.
Maybe that'll wake Captain Clockface up. We'll see.
I love that so much.
I have a quick question.
For whom?
Yeah.
Sorry. For everyone.
Ooh. Mm.
For some reason, when we were trying to get out the door and it was locked, This it reminded me of this song that I sang in elementary school. Oh my God. And I was curious if any of you also sang this song. What? I found it to be really creepy and scary, but
apparently it's
do you have to let it linger? Do you have to sifting in the sand?
It's too little, I can't see it.
I'm 66.
This chance is to arouse. Okay.
How
good.
Old are you?
A feeling of
suspense. Talking about potatoes.
I'm on your first step.
Sifting in the sand?
You have to whisper that.
Sifting? I can't read.
Yes.
It's so small.
Sifting in the sand.
I'm in the kitchen with a potato in my hand.
What in the hell?
I'm on your second step.
Sifting in the sand.
I'm in the kitchen with a potato in my hand. I'm on your third, fourth step, doorstep, in your living room, dining room, etc. When it comes to I'm in your kitchen, and I'm out the back door with a potato in my hand.
This is the weirdest
just a song about stealing one potato.
It's like a ghost what? With a potato, or like a stalker with a potato.
Potato. Yes,
I think that voice too is supposed to be like a person, like
do you
in their
go
house.
Around the circle or something. I don't understand how it works.
The feeling of
well,
suspense.
The voice one is supposed to get closer and closer and closer.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah,
weird.
And then
the voice
two
is in the kitchen
the
whole time with a potato.
Yep, and then
until
I'm in your kitchen.
Until at the end, he bolts out the back door.
I'm out the back door with the potato in my hand.
That is so weird.
It's like something from Scary Stories.
Yes, it does
but
feel like something from Scary Stories.
Dumb, scary stories.
Yeah, dumb, unscary stories that are also
potato
still scary.
Potato scary stories.
Voice
potato.
Number two is Tom Gar.
Oh, who's Tom Gar?
Like, it should say, they eat your eyes, they eat your toes.
Yeah.
They eat your eyes, they eat your nose. They eat jelly between your toes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's
what, creepy. Mm.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
Yeah, way to go.
What?
Now I'm going to have nightmares.
That's what I was thinking of when I was, you know.
Good job. Educators in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yeah.
Dropping hints.
Yeah.
Okay. Leave us a five-star review.
In 2010, when I was in elementary school. Yeah.
Does this look like a penis?
Whoa. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What? It's a llama.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
They're llama dice.
You That's showed so me cute. That too, and yeah. I completely forgot.
Wait, here's another one. See, it looks kind of it looks
less
like
so.
Penis.
Wow, yeah. Is it meant yeah. to look like a penis llama?
No, they're supposed to just be llama dice because they have sure. cute little like llama hoof prints all over and everything mm. like that, and they have like cute little llamas.
Well, now it's a twofer.
Yeah. It's like penis llamas.
Yeah. That's bizarre.
I'm very fidgety tonight.
Do you spend more money on candy or dice, Denise?
Yes.
That's awesome.
It's hard to know yes. which dish you reach into.
Yeah, because I do have candy here, and then I have dice here and there. And they look like candy. And
oh, have you ever gotten delicious. Dice-shaped candy?
Not yet.
Oh, does that exist? That yeah, must exist.
Probably.
It does.
It exists, right? Yeah.
It does. It absolutely does. There's like silicone Whoa. Molds to make dice ice cubes, mm-hmm. and I'd like oh. to get them to make chocolate dice.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a 20-sided the 20-sided mold for ice cubes.
Really?
Put
Was
chocolate
it like
in it.
Related to dice or just like
Is it
a
just a dodecahedron or yeah, does it like, have
what,
numbers
no,
on it?
No, it's before I knew what it was.
Wow.
Like, why did this come in this pack of geeky things? I don't understand what this is supposed to do.
That's great.
Little did I know.
This isn't geeky at all.
This is just a shape.
How is this anything geeky at all?
Ships. All right, guys, it's time to vibe. We're going to be vibing.
Vibe it.
Vibe.
Oh, yeah, getting the vibe. Yeah.
Feeling
the
vibes.
I totally said that.
Yeah.
And it's a short walk, if you recall. It's
yeah.
just right down the road. So what's the plan? Set the scene for me here, guys. What are we doing? What's happening? Bathwack, you're in charge. What's going on?
I just fell down some kind of rabbit hole in terms of
All right.
dice.
Guys,
All right,
the rest of you
back.
You see Bathwack fall down that hole, you go around yeah. it.
All right. Good to hear.
You hear him being consumed by the rabbits below.
I'm eating them. They're rabbit-shaped dice.
Ah.
You're eating rabbits?
Yeah, I know. You're a vegetarian. No, they're dice. How dare you?
Yeah, Mo might. I don't
but
know
he can't waste them if they're, you know. Okay.
So what are we doing? I asked Rafina where she wanted to go. I mean, I asked Abby where Rafina wanted to go.
Mm. Yeah.
And I didn't get a clear answer.
Oh, come on.
Actually, she said she's looking for the happy resolution of ours.
No,
of
our... I want us to see the, you know, benefits of Krumplemeyer going away and find out if there's anything else insidious here. And then I'm ready to go.
Yeah, for real. Like, Will is the one that wants to leave. I don't want to leave. I definitely want to see what's going on. I'm very interested in what's happening, but it's hard because my character doesn't care. He's a butthole.
Well, Gwen has nothing here at this point, so she just wants everyone to know they've been had and then, I guess, move on.
Yeah.
I think Bathwax sees, for example, if our lizards are gone, might as well go find them. Okay. And maybe this will lead us to something
more. Maybe it's going to be best, guys, if we just go down to the dock to see if the lizards are here.
I don't care if the lizards are here. Guys, didn't you hear me before?
Okay. I have an idea. I personally don't want to stick around here, and I obviously have nothing here anymore. They've taken everything away from me. I feel the people of this town have a right to know how they've been manipulated. Are we the best people to tell them? I don't know, because I just ripped the throat out of the guy that everyone kind of loves, and that's not the greatest thing.
I mean, I wonder, like, Selenia, what do you think we should do at this town where somebody was just like a really powerful person in charge of a lot of things?
Ultimately, to leave, then why not? Let's just leave.
Yeah. Let's take the paperwork to the office, to the post office, and let them figure it out.
I was going to suggest. I feel that I can trust Alistair.
I forgot about Alistair.
And I'm thinking if we just leave some of the evidence with him, then maybe he could shed some light.
But didn't he just disappear? I mean, do you really trust that guy? Didn't he just like somehow get away from all the magic users and just escape?
Well, I mean, to be honest, he wasn't involved in anything that we did.
They had no reason to hold him.
Yeah.
Will's like, everyone's involved.
Yeah, I thought he was there. I mean, wasn't he a part of the whole thing at first? No, or did he leave?
He was there during the fight.
Yeah, he was there. I had him in the back. He really wasn't doing anything and wasn't involved. I mean, Tomorrow Today knew that you guys were at my apartment. He wasn't there, that apparently there was too many people in here, and that was one of the things they were going to get me on, which is asinine. But I don't know. He's just like the one person I feel like I can trust.
Trust away.
So do you want to go to the... Is he at the candy store?
It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, the candy store is pretty much gone. I don't know if he'd be there cleaning up or if they already took care of wiping out everything there, like my apartment. I mean, I guess we could go by real quick and take a look and see what's there or not there.
See what the vibe is.
See what the vibe is.
I think I want to go to Tomorrow Today.
Well, it's on the way.
Yep. Here we go.
Woohoo.
All right. So. Mm-hmm. That's right. You all whistle that. Mm-hmm. And suddenly you're there. That's
we
Rafina's
link elbows.
Teleportation whistle.
I follow behind dressed like some guy that I saw. Like one of the guys I flirted with
or something like that.
Yeah. One of those guys. It doesn't really matter. I just make myself look different, look like I belong in the town.
You're wearing an emo coat.
And Gwen, when they get to Tomorrow Today, Gwen's going to be like, I really don't want to go in there. I have a bad feeling about it, and I don't want to do anything that I would might regret. So if you guys don't mind, I think I'd like to just take a walk over to see what's left of the candy store while you go into tomorrow today.
Do you want anyone to go with you?
It doesn't matter. I don't think I really want to go into tomorrow today.
I'll go with you.
Okay.
All right.
Here, I'll give you a sticky brick on the way.
Where's Halula?
Yay, I knew I'd get one.
You asked that. She actually pipes up and she says, should we split up more evenly? Should I go with you all too?
Nope. You come with me.
Are you
going to
murder
us
in our sleep? Ha ha ha, nudge, nudge, wink.
I thought you guys don't sleep.
That's true.
That's why it was funny.
Oh. No, Will, I shouldn't go?
No, you should go with us.
Well, should somebody else go with them? Or is that enough of a group?
I don't know.
Why do we need to be an equal group? We're just going to be a splinter organization. A
splinter cell?
Yes, that's the word.
Bathwack, you want to go with Rafina?
No, Bathwack should stay here. He's carrying the clock face.
He's going to ruin my vibe.
In the meantime, Bathwack has pulled Captain Clockface apart and stuffed him into a mesh backpack. And he's got like the head popped out and the limb popped out.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Puts the clock in the basket. That's what you wanted me to say. Will, do you want me to go with you? I mean, tomorrow today could be dangerous.
I want you to go with Rafina.
No.
Ooh, nobody likes you now, Bathwack. What do you feel about that? I just keep walking.
Maybe you two just go. This is tense.
Go where?
I talk to Rafina and Gwen. They go to the store.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to... see ya. Have fun. If you guys don't come out...
Will, are you ordering me to go with Rafina?
No! Bye, we've left.
Oh! I'm gonna hand Mo, like, I don't know what, I guess money. I'm gonna hand Mo, because I know Mo has no money.
Ooh.
It's the only thing I'm gonna hand.
What's this for?
It's for you going, I'm gonna take him away from Halula.
Okay.
I want to say this away from Halula. I'm just going to say this is for you to make sure.
A secret?
Yes, it is a secret.
Okay.
Can you be quiet? Can you not tell anybody this? Not even the people I'm talking about.
Who are you talking about?
I'm going to say, can you please make sure Rafina is okay?
You mean?
Make sure nobody hurts Rafina.
Okay.
And I'm
sure. So I go with them?
Yes, you go with them.
Or I go secret.
No, no, no. You go with them. Mo's coming with you guys. He casually just
all right.
And then I give him,
What the money for?
10 gold. Just because I'm hiring you. I consider it a job.
Oh, okay. Am I supposed to buy you something?
No. Oh, no. This is the worst. Please just go to the little lady over there. That's Rafina. Yes.
And I keep her safe.
Yes.
I'm just not sure what money for.
The
I can do that without money.
No, but I know that you're hard
I could buy a new knife?
Yeah, sure, but not right now. That's for later. It's for rewarding yourself after a job well done. That's what payment is. Oh, wait, you've probably never had a paying job, huh? Okay, we don't have time to talk about this right now. We can talk about Chilcheron, his horrible non-pay later. Go chase after Rafina.
I always
gets out economics for dummies.
He wanders away, sort of muttering, I always thought we maybe should fight for better labor laws.
Yeah.
But you only catch like half of that. I see.
Away. He's smart. Oh, cool. All right.
So I guess then Halula and Selenia are with Bathwack and Will, and Mo is with Gwen and Rafina, and they have their cats with them. And Clockface is motionless still in Bathwack's arms. Is that everybody? Did I forget anybody? Roll call.
I think so.
All right, it's on them if anybody's forgotten. That was a test. And if they've forgotten somebody, listeners, you know who it was, and it's their fault, not mine.
What about Irina?
Oh, yeah, I know. For real.
Don't give me a heart attack.
She has been
Where's
gone.
Where's Esmeralda?
For a while.
Where's Ismark?
Oh, no.
Where's Izak? Wait, is that was his name? Izak?
Who has the sun sword?
Izak, yeah.
You broke it. It got broken. The sun sword is gone forever. It got crushed. That was me as the DM crushing it. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, you guys are left in the square outside of the Morrow's Inlet offices. And Bathwack, something catches your eye that would be... Anybody could see it, but it is specifically of note to you. You note a trio of halflings, very familiar halflings, walking out of... There is a tavern... In the square here near the offices that you recognize.
Do they see me?
Actually, yes. You're very noticeable here in this square. hello. And they come up to you. And you guys are all there.
Oh crap.
Where were you last night?
Do I recognize them?
No. You're not also you're not there.
There.
No, you said we were all there. I thought maybe you were walking away.
No, you're gone. You definitely left. You were like, oh, fuck, I'm getting the fuck away from Bathwack. No, he's not like, coming with me. No. Gwen, hurry, come on. Yeah, let's get out of sight.
You really were. That's amazing.
Where were you last night?
Where were you last night, Bathwack? I had the same question.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, we were...
Who are you? I'm YOLO.
YOLO, what's up, YOLO?
Nuh-uh.
Hi, YOLO.
Hello.
I'm Will. How you doing?
I'm all right. Are you a friend of Bathwack's?
Oh, yeah, we're close friends.
Oh.
What were you supposed to do with Bathwack last night?
Huh?
It was nice meeting you the other day, Bathwack interrupts.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm just curious.
It's nice meeting you the other night. Yeah, no, we were, it's a little bit hard to explain, but we were detained.
Oh, that's all right.
Somewhat, then we were very busy trying to find some help with that. Did you see that plume of smoke on the horizon?
They turn and look like they're maybe first noticing it. Oh, yes. That's interesting. Yeah,
and one of Krumplemeyer's factories is on fire, so we've been trying to find some...
That's not good.
...help to put it out.
Interesting. Well, yes, I mean, we thought maybe something came up, but we didn't expect to perhaps see you again. We're actually just about to head out of town.
I maybe have a couple minutes now. Will, I can catch up with you.
No, I have nothing to do right now.
I mean, we just needed to settle up, YOLO says.
Ooh. What are we playing?
I mean, is our deal still on, or?
Oh, what deal, Bathwack?
That's between me and these folks. So I don't know. So Bathwack gets out. What does he got? I was totally unable to do what I wanted.
Detect
seven buttons and a roll of thread.
Exactly. Just
detect
a second.
Thoughts.
I have to count my buttons and figure out how many articles of clothing I can.
I'm a cast detect thoughts.
Who are you casting detect
YOLO, thoughts on? Because that's the one I know.
On YOLO, because that's
YOLO,
the one you know.
Because that's the one I know.
There's two male and one female halflings.
Okay.
And the other one
YOLO
named...
is male.
Nuh-uh. All right. What do they look... I mean, are they all... Were they
Can
all
I
just...
tell that Will is casting a spell?
Probably, unless he's trying to be super secret about it.
Of course I'm trying to be secret about it.
All right, then I need you to give me a stealth check.
Okay. Stealth. Boop. Did it go? I don't know if it went. Did it? 15.
I'm going to say Bathwack is probably on edge, so I'm going to give you you can actually roll a perception check there, Bathwack. Versus going just against your... Yeah, perception.
My perception's terrible.
Five.
Yeah, you don't know he's casting a spell. Okay. So Bathwack's rooting through his bag, and will you cast Detect Thoughts on YOLO?
On YOLO, but I can move it if I want, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Bump it around? Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can shift your attention to another creature's thoughts.
All right. So surface thoughts, or are you digging into that brain?
I'm surface thoughts first.
Okay. What is most on its mind in that moment? YOLO is wondering if Bathwack has the money to fund what he asked them to do in Bufflin.
Okay. Oh, I gotta probe deeper. So, I mean...
Ooh, maybe that'll wake up Captain Clockface.
So then it's a...
Wisdom save.
Yeah, wisdom saving throw.
Okay. What's your DC?
Spell save DC?
Yes.
15.
All right, he saves.
Oh, shit. And he knows that I did that.
Yep.
Do I notice anything?
Well, he says...
Not with perception of 5.
No. Bathwack, your friend here is trying to dig into my mind?
Will.
What
are you doing?
I don't know. I mean, that's what... we're doing, right? That's the kind of
thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you not trust me, Bathwack?
Oh, Bathwack doesn't. I don't know. Do you trust Bathwack?
I trust you just fine.
How Will, well do you know Bathwack?
Will, I'm going to go off with these guys and I'll catch up with you later.
Okay, good luck with that.
All right.
All right.
So, yeah, they.
Here, let's go for a short walk.
Okay.
But they wish they had my tiny hut.
I'm gonna cast invisibility.
Right in front of him?
Nope. He walks, you know.
Good luck with that, poof.
Yep. No. I just smile and wave. I smile and wave.
That's
and
what
then,
I assume.
And then I try to step behind something and cast invisibility. I know that Selenia and Hulula
yeah,
are there.
Yeah, Hulula's there. She, as they start to walk away, she's like, Hulula says, what's going on? Who are they? You
go into that tavern and have a drink. Bye. And I turn invisible and I follow Bathwack.
All right. Gwen and Rafina. So you've put as much distance between you and Bathwack as you possibly can. You guys are in Bear Toggle. You've made it. Good job.
We've already had coursing carp. We've solved everything. It's been great.
Yep. Thanks to getting away from Bathwack.
Gwen, I just wanted you to know that I have nothing against Bathwack. It's just, well, I do that he's, I have a lot of things against Bathwack, but it's not that I didn't want him to go with us because of whatever negative thing you're thinking. I just think that he and Will really need to spend some quality time together.
You know, so, to be honest, from what I've seen this past day of their marital spats, if you will, I definitely think that they could use some quality time together to kind of work some things out.
Wait, exactly. They married? They married?
No, not exactly. No. Not officially.
Oh, they engaged.
They are both kings.
I know.
Well, I mean, I guess they both have crowns.
Yes.
But you're
yes.
Princess, right? Is your daughter?
No, I used to be a prince. I am not a princess anymore.
Oh, okay.
I'm not. So okay. I'm
yeah,
I'm
you
not.
Have no crown. So
no, I have no crown. So if Will ever calls me a princess, please remind him that I don't have a crown.
I could do that. Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to lose my temper.
You mean
she really doesn't?
I mean, you're pretty cool when you do.
Oh, that's so nice. Aww. That's so nice.
I mean, thank you. I just it's just I don't. I don't enjoy when it happens. I don't. So I'm okay. I guess I'm glad that you think it's cool.
Yeah, I enjoy.
Okay. All right, I'm glad somebody does.
Maybe we help you enjoy. I can help with that.
Yeah. I'm sure you can. Thank you, Mo.
You're welcome, Rafina.
It's gotten me in a little bit of trouble. here and there. So I just don't enjoy when it.
Okay.
But
it's so useful sometimes, right?
Satisfying.
Oddly, yes.
And effective.
Well, yeah, when there's not any wooden shelves, I guess. But yeah, I mean, Mo, I'm glad that you it brings joy to you.
Yes, it does. We help it you find joy. It sparked joy in Gwen. I think we get there.
And in Paper Factory.
Spark.
Spark.
Waka waka. I love that. Are we there yet?
Oh, yeah, you've been there. You're just standing outside. It's like right there, basically.
Well, how does it look?
The windows have been repaired.
What?
Also, the sign is down. There's no sign that says Celestial Confections out of this world candies and sweets. And if you peer inside, it looks like the store is empty.
Wow.
See, they don't waste any time.
Empty storefront, though?
Yeah.
Does it say for lease?
No, it does not say for lease.
It's not very good for business for them to have this empty store. They should have at least kept it as a store.
It's interesting, the way that it's set up. It doesn't look like dark and abandoned or anything like that. It seems inviting. Like, you, Rafina, you almost feel like you want to start a business here.
Oh, I think I could start selling mouth harps in this place.
I don't know. I feel like we could find another town to do that in. This town has sort of soured me a little bit.
I understand that. Do you see Alistair anywhere?
No, I thought maybe he'd be cleaning up in here, getting things in order. But yeah, it looks like somebody took care of getting everything out of here.
I will say, you do know where Alistair lives.
Yeah.
So we should go to his house, huh?
Yeah, how close is it to the candy shop? I thought it was kind of close.
Kind of. He's on the waterside. He's on sort of this half of the town. He's kind of close down nearer the customs office, like closer to the docks. Little lower rent district, if there is such one here in Waterside. Not terrible, but, you know, smaller units and a little more tightly packed together. But sort of down that a ways.
Do you guys want to take a little walk with me to Alistair's place to see if he has anything? All right.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, sure. I long for a ride. I follow.
Do you want a sticky brick, Mo?
Yes.
There you go. I'm sure you want one, Rafina, too, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, here you go.
I don't have one anymore. I finished that other one, so yes.
Are you getting these from your sparkly pouch?
No, I have a few left in my reserve. My reserves.
You got to track. Gwen doesn't have to track rations. She tracks sticky bricks and other sweets. So keep track. Be honest. Tell me when you're out.
Oh, I will tell you when I'm out and when I am using the purple pouch.
All right, cool. All right. So you guys start to head towards Alistair's apartment. Bathwack. You have stepped away out of sight of Will, who waved jovially goodbye to you.
Oh, so for a moment, while I'm out of earshot, can we talk?
Oh, yes. He said
no. I mean without anyone listening.
I'm assuming you're being very quick, right?
Yeah, I'm trying my hardest to follow as quickly as I can.
Right. Okay.
Take off headphones, start listening after 30 seconds. I mean, like...
Sure.
I don't know.
What, yeah. You want me to too, not... Huh?
Yeah, just take your headphones off. You don't have to go anywhere or anything. I don't think it's
wait, but I hear you. I have to leave.
We'll see.
Oh. I'm going to unplug this so I don't hear him.
Okay.
Yeah. No, so I have like 30 seconds, right?
Sure. Even let's say less. 30 seconds. Yeah, maybe
so,
a little
so
less.
The first thing I want to say to these guys...
Okay.
Look over my shoulder. Can I see Will?
No.
No?
You've, like, just ducked around the corner, basically.
All right, I think we have to talk quickly. I don't know if my friend is actually going to stay where we wanted him to.
Okay, sure.
I have... I prefer to keep this between us. I don't think I have the full sum, so
let me make an offer to you and see if see what you'd be willing to do.
Okay, what were you thinking?
I can give you, sorry, just a moment. How many gold pieces do I have? Where are they? I can give you 30 gold pieces, and I also have, and I'll pull out this silver cleric statue that I have. This is pure silver. It's a holy relic that I found while I was questing. And I'm sure that it would fetch a good price.
Okay.
I had intended to go and try to sell this beforehand, but I, as you know, I was held up.
Right.
I don't want you to put yourselves in any danger. I'm just looking for some information. You could send it to me by letter, further downriver. Just address it to Bathwack, and I'll check.
At that point, when I can. Put your headphones on.
Should I come back?
Not yet.
Oh.
So what was the last sentence you said, Bathwack? Addressing? You could address?
Yeah, you can address it to Bathwack. All right, and you send it downriver.
So you hear that, Will. You can address it to Bathwack and send it downriver. And Yolo starts to talk. He says, well, I suppose that would probably
looking over
work.
My shoulder.
Right. So as Yolo starts to talk Bathwack, so you walk around the corner, you've cast invisibility, mm-hmm. right? You hear what you've heard so far with your having put the headphones on. Mm-hmm. You can address it to me and send it downriver, and Yolo starts to talk. Mm-hmm. And Bathwack, you see Will walk around the corner, and you can tell that he's cast invisibility. Yolo says, well, I suppose that should work. I mean, we'll probably have more of a delay like we were talking about. We can't make those.
And I'm going to hold up my hand, like gesturing them to be quiet for a moment.
Oh, yep.
And I'm going to cast Dispel Magic on Will.
Okay. What is the limits on that? I think invisibility is within that.
I don't know.
I think it's like level 3 and below.
Any spell of third level or lower just ends.
And I'm pretty sure invisibility
is. Otherwise, there's a difficulty check.
Yeah, it's a second level spell. So, yeah he was able to see you because he has the Robe of Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So you're visible completely. Yolo couldn't at all, or the other people couldn't.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, dispel magic, poof, and you're visible again. Oh! All three of them are startled, and probably some of the random people out in town that you're like creeping through. What are you? It's just some random person.
So, continue, Yolo, but choose your words carefully.
Oh, okay.
I sigh and walk away.
Like out of sight?
No, I just walk away.
Okay.
I start walking my way to the Tomorrow Today office.
Okay.
Oh, I really made Will mad.
Yep.
He didn't say anything.
Because I can hear everything. If I like, I'm just gonna leave and let you guys finish.
Okay. Awkward. This is Yolo. Anyway. I don't know if he's listening. I'll whisper. I guess. I don't need to know what's going on there, but yes, I think this would be acceptable. We won't be able to cover some of our, you know, quicker travel, you know, sort of expediencies we were talking about. So it might be some time. Got to get home and then get over there and back and get you the info. But this should do, right? Gil?
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Gil's like, this should be fine.
All right. Well, thank you. I mean, again.
Sure.
Don't put yourself in danger.
Okay. Yeah. No. Again, it's very reasonable what you were requesting, and nothing out of the ordinary. Certainly no hazard pay involved here. And he sort of hefts that silver statue in his hand. I mean, we were about to head out anyway. So yeah, as soon as we know something, we'll try to get word to you. Sure.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, so I'll give them... Yeah, I mean, I've already given them the 30 gold.
Yep. The statue. Okay.
And, all right, well, I'll look forward to hearing
Best wishes. Yes, certainly. Pleasure doing business. Alrighty. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye. All right. You can put in the chat. They can come back. I'll tell KT. Oh,
okay. Come back. Come back. Come back.
You can come back. Come back.
Yeah.
It's safe.
Hello.
Yeah. I mean, it was all really right. Super minor. It's just that Will was chasing me. I wouldn't have made it so dramatic, but Will was chasing me.
We like drama.
Okay.
Yeah, but now Will's going to hate my guts, so.
Yeah, your friendship is off to a great start.
And I'll mention this.
Will
I don't think it's
Alex,
this,
right?
I think it's okay for me to say with everybody there, but you should know, KT, as Will, you saw Bathwack was holding the silver statue that he got somewhere in Barovia. I think it might have been...
It was in the castle.
I can't remember. Yeah, I think it was in the castle. Like, it was on the...
Yeah, it was sitting on an altar.
Yeah, there was that where the guy was dead that you talked to.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
So there was he took
I remember that.
That.
Okay. I mean, I don't. I do.
All right. You go back then, Bathwack, to the square, like the square.
Yeah, I'll try to catch up with Will if he's not,
okay,
you know, in another state by now.
Yeah, are you trying to get away now from him? Are you trying to rush away?
Today. Yeah, I'm going there by myself. I'm completely by myself. I do not want to be there with anybody.
Okay.
If possible.
It looks like Halula and Selenia are gone.
Gone?
I mean, you told them to go to the tavern. You would assume they're there?
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
But there, you don't see them.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I don't see Will anywhere?
When you get to the square, no, you do not.
All right. Well, we can come back to me.
Okay. So yeah, we'll go into the office, Will.
Yeah, who's there? What's going on there?
It looks a little emptier than it did the last time you were there. It was pretty bustling before. Mm-hmm. There's still someone manning the reception desk. It's actually the same person you had talked to before and tried to cast. Was it Detect Thoughts? I think it was Detect Thoughts then again, too, to figure out if this was a cult, basically. Mm-hmm. There's still some people in the lobby. I mean, people are somewhat going about their business. Things are definitely weird. There's definitely a weird sort of... feeling in the
vibe?
Air.
And,
yeah, there's a weird vibe. Definitely a weird vibe.
Okay.
But it's not like a creepy vibe.
That, like,
it's just
the
like
window. Like, can I see that as I walk up? What is it? What
sure.
Is
I mean,
the
there's
like?
There's lots of windows in the front of the office that into this general lobby area that let in lots of natural light. So yeah, you can see. There's not a. You're not walking in blind, if you will.
Okay.
So you could see that.
Is the person there the same person that worked there before?
That's what I said, yes.
Yeah, okay.
The person at the desk. You'd probably be able to tell that from... They're at the very back of the lobby. But you'd be probably
and
be able
when
to
we
tell
were
that.
Here before, would I have noticed... We went up to the counter and they like took the rent, right? And I was around there, or was I
there was
I
a place
not...
to put the rent that wasn't at the
There's
counter.
A place to put the rent.
No one took the money. It was like a deposit.
A deposit
slot kind
slot?
Of idea
outside?
That
outside
no inside
inside
it was along one of the, it was the left wall of the lobby.
It was like place. An ATM or something.
Yeah, like what is it like? That's what I'm curious about. Like that a deposit slot in this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to do.
It was like it was kind of like a like an after hours like. Deposit.
Library? Oh.
Yeah, that kind of like a bank. It's the same idea. It's like a metal sort of. Like a laundry chute kind of thing where you open it, you put the thing in, and it closes. Mm-hmm. Not a place where you could just reach in and take out a handful of money.
And
you would assume
it
it's probably magical somehow because...
It's in a different place than the person?
It's in this is a big, grand entrance, lobby, foyer thing with different places to go, different people to talk to, things like that where you could put your rent... there's actually sort of a series of different, I don't know, bins or slots or these kind of things for different, they're labeled for different purposes, like for rent, or there's one labeled taxes, there's one labeled fines, you know, that kind of thing. So it looks like different places to accept payments along that wall. So it's in this, it's all in sight. This is just a big, wide open, long hall.
Mm-hmm. And is there an obvious way to go behind the counter? Like if one were to want to go behind the counter where we talked to that person.
It would
person
be
before.
You just go, it's like a desk. It's not like a desk. You could go around like, one side or the
I'm
other.
Sorry I have so many questions, but it's integral to what I'm trying
right,
to do.
You're planning
do.
The so like, heist. You're figuring out where to put your bag man and
Right. Like, is there a little like my question now is whether so behind the desk there's a person. Is there a room behind like do they have a place to go? That is behind the desk, like that seems to go off.
There's a small door in the wall behind the desk. The desk is near the back wall. Like it's basically they sit in a little place with a chair between the desk and the rear wall of this large grand foyer. Okay. There's also two sets of double doors, like bigger double doors on the back wall, one on the left and one on the right on either side of the desk. You were taken mm-hmm. through the left set of double doors when you went to prison.
Oh, geez, Louise, I wish I had a map. Okay.
Here, let me draw some rectangles.
I know.
Hold on. I'm not joking.
I'm so not good at picturing
Let me
that.
Try to do
I'm
this.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I can draw rectangles very quickly. They're going to be orange, everybody. Don't panic. All right.
Oh, they better be.
So here's the hall. Down here are the doors.
Where is
oh,
it?
I didn't
are
actually
you...
change
okay.
the player
I'm like,
tab.
I'm
sorry.
Seeing
where
a giant
are you?
Map. I don't see
here. Do you see my rectangle?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So, this
so there's
is
the
main
room.
Entrance.
Down in the south part as the doors.
Okay.
Up here is sort of the reception desk at the north end of the room okay. with someone sitting back here. That's a chair.
Okay.
Clearly. These are doors. These are doors.
And the left ones are where we
That's
went
where
to
you
jail
went to prison
them.
Right there.
Oh, looks like wait, a little smiley one? Robot.
Sorry, these aren't doors now. These Okay, sorry. Let me change color.
I'm
yellow.
So
yellow. These are like the deposit box areas.
Okay.
One of those was the rent one.
Okay. So those are not doors
nope.
except for
the yeah. only doors
are to the left is and prison and then right is mysterious. We don't
You don't
know I don't
where
know
it goes.
What that
it's
is.
Not labeled.
And when we were taken to prison, were there
door
doors off?
Here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The left set of doors went directly to a stairwell that went down. Multiple flights, multiple landings, each of the landings.
Stairs, so there was no other doors going off of that door.
No, you could either go up or down from there. You went down. There were multiple landings before you got to the prison level.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the landing right above the prison level is. There's a couple between here and there.
Mm-hmm. Man, I need time to think.
There's
for
a small
second.
Desk over here with somebody else sitting, like, sort of in an alcove in the wall. You're not sure what their function is.
There's a desk in an
like,
alcove?
Yeah, like, it's like you go up to a window, basically, over on this right side, right here. And apparently there's a fire raging.
Yeah, there's definitely fire growing in front of that window. And was there ever a person behind that window?
There was and is.
There was and is.
Mm-hmm. There was when you hear last
and
time, and there's and
there was there. No like label about like what that who that person is. Mm-mm. Oh man!
And there's people around. Like it's not as busy as it was before, but there's people at both desks, and then just people in the lobby.
Okay, well, I need a second to think for a second because cool. I have been here, but I have not been here,
Understood.
So I need
That's
to like
fine.
Look at this for a second.
It's fine. All right, so yeah, Rafina and Gwen and Mo, you're traipsing your way through the streets. Let's go back to that map. Gwen knows that Alistair's apartment is like here, or I just put an A. That's very poorly drawn.
Oh, I see it.
like I said, up kind of near the customs office.
I'm going to climb over all these roofs and get there.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to walk on the street.
Rafina replaced Tiny Hut with Spider Climb.
I know.
Now we know.
Spider Fina.
Oh my God.
Are we there now?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Come on, Mo.
I'm Mo's coming. Here. I'm right here. Right beside you, Rafina.
Knock, knock, knock.
Yes, who's there?
No, Mo.
Oh, I thought it was Waka Waka.
Oh, we've got a vaudeville act going. This is awesome.
Gwen's going to knock on Alistair's door.
Okay.
See if he's home.
All right. You hear from one moment. And then the door It's cracked open. You see an eye peering out through the crack. And then it is flung open. And Alistair's standing there. And he looks surprised as much as he can. He's a very stoic man. And then he rushes forward and gives you a hug.
Aww.
Well, Gwen gives him a big hug too, right back. She's like, oh my God. She's like, I didn't know if they did anything to you. Are you okay?
Yes, they corralled me up with all of you, and then they just let me go on the way to wherever you went. Are you all right?
Yes and no.
No? Sounds like no.
Well, okay, my apartment has been cleared out. The candy store is completely gone.
Oh, no, no. Come in, come in, come in. I'm sorry. Yes, all of you, come in. No, you,
thank you. Oh, look, you have cushions here.
A few, yes. Make yourself at home. Anyway, sorry. Gwen, go on.
Rafina sits on a cushion.
Yeah, I've had a very crazy past 24 hours. I may have killed Merrick Krumpelmeyer. He actually is a very terrible person, we learned. Do you feel like you don't have any disdain for the Cliffside?
Well, now that you mention it, I suppose not. That's odd, isn't it?
Have you noticed the smell or lack thereof? Oh,
clearly, yes. That I noticed right away. What happened?
Well, and also, you probably haven't noticed this. There's no more wall.
What?
The wall is gone.
The wall is gone. Was it
completely gone?
Destroyed? Did you destroy the wall, Gwen? What's going on?
When I destroyed Merrick, all of these things that he was manipulating this town with went away.
Oh. Well, you've been busy.
Told you, I've had quite a interesting last 24 hours.
I guess this is what happens when you don't have your candy to focus on.
Yeah.
You can say that again.
So, I don't know where everyone else is. We have evidence that Merrick was manipulating this entire town the entire time. And I really feel like everyone here, including you in this town, has a right to know how you've been manipulated by this horrible man.
Well, yeah, it sounds like you've done everyone a great service, with help from your friends here, of course, I'm sure. So, did you have something in mind, or is there something I can help with?
Well, I was going to have you maybe help us with some stuff, but I know some of the other folks with me here, not here, but that were involved with me, had some other ideas. And I just, honestly, I just wanted to come see if you were okay at this point.
Yes, I'm fine. I don't know if you saw, but the store has been cleaned out. It's wiped clean. It's not there anymore. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened to my apartment, too.
So you want to spread the word and then what? Are you going to open up your store again, or?
I think it's time for me to move on from town. This town has certainly left a sour spot in my mind. And I don't think it's good for me to be around this town anymore.
I would certainly understand that. Yes, I certainly don't blame you. Are you leaving now? Are you getting out while things are in turmoil, or?
I probably will be leaving soon. But like I said, I wanted to make sure that you were okay. I mean, if I've taught you a lot.
Yes, you certainly have.
I would absolutely encourage you to maybe carry on a candy store here. I think the people would absolutely love that.
They do love your treats.
And I think it's something that you've definitely become exceptionally good at.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You frosted the heck out of that cardboard cake.
Yes, that was fun. Very fun.
And who knows, if you build up the empire that big here, you could take that terrible paper factory, whatever he was doing there, that may or may not be on fire now, and turn that into a big chocolate factory.
Oh, that's very grand sights to set. I think the factory may be more key to Morrow's Inlet's success than candy, but who knows? You know, who knows? That's interesting, though, sort of taking over here and letting you... that's okay with you, really? That if I were to choose to start something like that here with you gone?
I would encourage it. I would love to see that happen.
All right, well, I'd have to change the name, of course, and there'd be a few shifts, but... Huh, that's interesting. It just sort of, like, pauses and just, like, looks like lost in his own thoughts.
I mean, if I can do it, you can do it.
Maybe I will. Yes, maybe I will indeed. I don't know what's going to happen with the wall down and all these changes, but maybe this would be a good time to take advantage of certain uncertainties and, yes. I'd have to get to work. But, yes, before that, again, what can I do? You've done so much for me, Gwen, over the years, and been a very good friend to me. Do you need to stay here? You mentioned not being able to... Your apartment was taken from you, or what?
I may need a place to stay. If you promise not to magically incarcerate us here, because that seems to happen when I stay places at this point. But let me go get the rest of my friends, and I will come back to you if we do need a place to stay.
Yes, you're all welcome here. Yes, of course. Anything for you, Gwen. Anything.
I appreciate that, Alice.
And he stands up and he comes over and he gives you another hug. It's all very odd. I don't know if you've ever been hugged. Proactively by hugger. Yes, she's the yes, yeah. She's the hug initiator. He seems out of sorts, but not in a bad way.
Because everyone kind of seemed out of sorts in the town, right?
Yes.
They're just a little
befuddled generally. Yeah. But specifically, you know, he's got a lot now to chew on. All right, and so we're going to go back to Will in tomorrow today offices, and we're going to see what he's got up his sleeves and what exactly Bathwack walks in on, assumes Will was heading towards the offices next time on Pork Fried Dice.
That puts a lot of pressure on me to be
Did
cool.
Did someone roll dice?
Yeah, sounded like it was
Mage Hand.
Roll dice.
I didn't.
Oh, I didn't mean to. I literally clicked away to my core. That is not
maybe Mage Hand.
Mage Hand, which can barely do anything. It's like I lift an envelope on the desk.
And I wish Bathwack was more subtle.
Well, Will wasn't being subtle apparently either. I'm so disappointed in my role-playing capabilities. He's supposed to be like good at being subtle, but I'm not at all apparently.
It's a really wonderful not juxtaposition isn't the word, but like sort of contradiction. Like the con man who is it's not out of place. It's like this, it's not your role-playing. I think it fits nicely.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I have
your
multiple.
Your whole concept with him from the start was out of his element. Like, you were pulled out of where you
were
comfortable.
Right, but that's why he's been more confident in the actual world that he's from. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been, I feel like I've been, he's been more, you know.
Totally.
But you're still out of your element. You have a crown on your head and
stuck with this group of people.
And you can't sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or eat. You haven't eaten.
Yeah, that's
true. And you don't know if anyone's after you right now.
Yeah.
Like, you're usually more in control.
I mean, you know everyone's after you.
Right. I definitely know that.
Especially your bodyguard.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way bodyguards work, right?
Mm. Yeah.
That's the way bad bodyguards work. It would be fun to do to do an experiment where we imagine what would happen if Will was more like Bathwack and Bathwack was more like Will.
Well, oh my gosh, that would be hilarious!
Very bad con man. And a very bad paladin. Those are two very bad, very bad.
Because like I was thinking, like if Will knew that I was invisible, there's just no way that he'd be like.
Right?
He would just totally play it.
Probably. But oh man, I forgot about the freaking cloak. Oh, I'm so disappointed in myself. Dang.
Hey, you at least got some. Gwen has nothing.
Yeah, we should go raid Lank's dead body and get you more stuff.
And Mo likes when Gwen gets mean.
I know, that's so cute.
Mo is gonna take Gwen out on a date to go bite things.
I can show you world.
That's so good.
Take you render by render.
Oh, you guys are so good at that.
Oh, I remembered what I was going to tell you. First of all, I said in an episode that I told this thing that Jerry Seinfeld said in a documentary about ordering a piece of pie and then saying cancel it. And I forgot to tell an important part of that story, which is that when he asks for the apple pie, the waitress says, "Oh, I'm sorry, we're all out of it." And he's like, "Oh, okay, cancel that.
Cancel that."
And that was the funny part is that obviously it's already canceled. Anyway, I had to just set the record straight on that.
Okay.
And the other thing is that we did our weights today with our trainer person on Zoom. And she always has us do this thing where we lift weights in the scapular plane. And I finally told her today that every time she says the scapular plane, I think the ethereal plane.
I wish I could lift weights in the ethereal plane. I probably wouldn't be able to feel it here. It'd be so much easier. My ghost or whatever could deal with it. And then I could get strong and not have to do the work.
And Bathwick would be able to see it with his rope of eyes.
Yeah, come on, ethereal plane.
Put on that rope of eyes.
Funny and good, and it's all about friendship, and it's really funny too, so I highly recommend it.
Friendship and hugging.
Yes, it's there are definitely many group hugs, and oh my god, you won't get this, dang, unless they see Community. But it was my favorite story that my children pulled on me. So in Community, okay, I have to tell the story. Maybe you can help me out to explain it.
Okay.
In Community, there's a character named Jeff.
Jeff.
And he is like Will. Honestly, he is. Stop it.
I'm helping.
He's sarcastic and like he pretends he doesn't have any feelings. He pretends he's very callous and really like
he's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's like the cool guy.
He
like,
works
he's
always, out and is always texting on
Will
his phone.
Will is not cool or work out, but he's like there are many things he says that remind us. We're like, oh,
he's,
wow.
And he's like the de facto leader of the group.
Well,
like people kind of look to him.
Definitely not the de facto leader of the group, but it's I mean, like, he considers himself probably, I don't know. Anyway, so the other day I was talking to my kids about something, and then I was using our D&D game as an example, and I was saying something about my character, and sometimes when I talk about Will, I start talking like Will. I was just like blah 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 blah, point, sarcastic, points, point, point, point. And then Harvey was like, oh my God, you are just like that guy from Community. And I said, yeah, I know, Jeff. And he goes, no, Abed, who's the character that talks like a robot. He's like neuroatypical. He is very, very quirky. And I was like, and it was like the most Will / Jeff thing to happen to me. I'm like, yeah, of course. I'm like the cool guy. And they're like, no, you're like Abed. And I was like, and honestly, like, Abed is a treasure. He's probably my favorite character on the show. I love Abed. Everybody loves Abed. He's wonderful. Like, you know how Big Bang Theory went off and like made like Sheldon like this stupid like shtick, right?
Yeah.
He's like a shtick and it's terrible. Abed is like, he's wise. He deals with anxiety and changing schedules or differences and stuff. It's
and he can be self-aware.
And he's very self-aware. He's hyper aware. So it was like the fun. I mean, the story goes over much better if you know Community, but it was very funny. It was like as if somebody, if Will was explaining something to somebody, they were like, oh man, you're so like he's in disguise or something. And someone's like, oh, you're so like that guy from that group that saved Barovia. And Will's like, yeah, Will probably. And no, like Bathwack.
No, if they said Nick, oh, you're just like Nick.
Yeah. Magics. Yeah. It's just like the most. Oh, it's so funny. I loved it. You guys gotta see it. It's so good. Yeah, my kids are obsessed with it, and it's like a grown up show. It's all grown ups.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.